Good morning. Today we'll be looking at Jesus' statement when he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14, verse 6. We are reflecting on this statement through the lens of the parable of the Pharisee and tax collector, found in Luke 18, verses 9 to 14. It reads, "Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I possess.' And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.'" This is the word of the Lord. Persons from all walks of life have a perception of being good, or that their righteousness is good enough for them to be saved. They put confidence in their good deeds, whatever they are, and trust that these works are good enough to put them in a right standing with God. Persons today are trusting in themselves and their own righteousness to get them to heaven. If you ask them, they will tell you that they are not like the worst of sinners, those rapists, child molesters, adulterers, murderers, or thieves. They will say they attend church or they pray avidly, and they can quote a number of scriptures, but having a personal and faithful relationship with Christ Jesus, they do not. Others tend to use their righteousness as a standard to differentiate themselves from others and sometimes despise them. Others are prone to talk about their righteousness, which is far removed from God's righteousness, as if to say they are not sinners. And by this, we see the similarity with the Pharisee we encounter in this parable. But as the word of the Lord reminds us, no one is righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands, there is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside, they have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. There is not a righteous man on earth who does good and never sins. All our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. And for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Since we are all sinners, the decision then is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, confess that we are sinners, and repent. Then we are saved, and we will be in right standing with God. Again, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This parable of the Pharisee and tax collector was told to a group of persons who were self-righteous and despised others. Jesus often spoke of the issue of righteousness, pleading with his hearers to understand their utter inability to be righteous enough to attain the kingdom of heaven. This parable teaches us some valuable and salient truths that we have to contend with. For starters, Jesus is the way, the only way to the Father. The Pharisee trusted in himself for his own salvation. He came to pray, and his prayer became a self-congratulatory speech about himself and an opportunity for boasting. He proved he had confidence in his works. His prayer was all about him. His prayer had no element of confession. He did not ask forgiveness for his sins, perhaps because he believed he had nothing to confess. Nor is there any word of praise or thanksgiving to God. In fact, the thanks he did offer was designed to exalt himself and place himself above others whom he treats with disdain. The tax collector, on the other hand, stood at a distance, far from the Pharisee, who would have been offended by the nearness of this man. The tax collectors, because of their association with the Romans, were seen as traitors to Israel, and were hated and treated as outcasts. This man's posture spoke of his unworthiness before God, unable to even lift his eyes to heaven. The burden of his guilt and shame weighed heavily upon him, and the load he carried had become unbearable. Overcome by his transgressions, he beat his breast in sorrow and repentance and appealed to God for mercy. The prayer he spoke was the very one God is waiting to hear, and his attitude was exactly what God wants from all who come to him. In his famous Sermon on the Mount, Jesus opened by saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Being poor in spirit means admitting we have nothing to offer to God to atone for our sin. We come to God as empty, impoverished, pitiable, and bankrupt. The tax collector recognized himself in condition and thought the only thing that can bridge the gap between himself and God. His prayer was for the Lord to have mercy on him. As a result, Jesus said he went home justified, made righteous, because he had humbled himself before God, confessing that no amount of works could save him from his sin and that only God's mercy could. If we are truly heartbroken over our sin, we can be assured of God's unfailing love and forgiveness in Christ. He has promised in his word to accept us, love us, and make us alive again through his Son. Colossians 2:13. No amount of good works, church attendance, tithes, community service, loving our neighbor, or anything else we do is sufficient to take away the blot, guilt, and shame of sin and enable us to stand before a holy God on our own. That is why God sent his Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. His death is the only work that is able to cleanse us and make us acceptable to God. Brothers, sisters, friends, the bottom line is this. Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." But the Pharisee, he thought his works, his perceptions, his pride and confidence in himself could bring him salvation, but he was missing the mark. He thought his way could bring him life, but that was far from the truth. Maybe someone today is thinking the same as the Pharisee, that my goodness can save me. But I want to encourage you to confess and repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus is the only way we can be saved and have eternal life. Acts 4 verse 12 says, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." For the tax collector, he recognized the need to confess his sins, be penitent, and ask in God for mercy. "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Will you recognize your need for salvation? Jesus is the only way. Choose Jesus today.